whole program and orientation towards self-help and self-introspection and self-reflection. That's my history. You'll hear more about it in a minute. And so I began. Oh, let's see. My first alcohol experience was 12 years old, a quart of whiskey, a six-pack of beer. Friday night, my best friend, eighth grade, he had secured the alcohol and he had a bedroom out in the garage, and it was just wonderful. We were isolated and we had the alcohol, and our first time we drank all the whiskey there was. We drank all the beer that was. The whiskey was nasty and the beer was warm, and we mixed them because it sounded good and we did it. Oh, disgusting. Oh, disgusting. No elegance here at all. And we drank all there was, and I got knee-buckling drunk, and I blacked out, and I passed out, and I woke up the next morning covered in my own vomit. Wow, I'm sitting there. I'm 43 years old, 1984. I'm 83 today, just to solve the problem of math here. And so I'm Twelve years old, and that's my first drinking experience. And so then I'm doing this autobiography of my relationship with alcohol, and I see the Friday night dances and the Saturday football games periodically in the high school period. And interestingly enough, not every time, but periodically, I drink all there is. I get knee-buckling drunk, I black out, I pass out, and I throw up. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I hadn't remembered that for a long time. Here I am sitting doing this inventory, not ever having put it down on paper before. And then I had a seven-year hiatus from 17 to 24 because I went into a monastery to become a Catholic priest for 7 years I was there. I went into a monastery as an application for a missionary priest, but I made sure that the seminary was close to home. A missionary priest was my ambition, but I didn't want to be too far from home. Just to make it clear. That's the lack of clarity. Did I go visit before I went? Did I review their literature? Did I ask any questions? Did I do any No, I just wanted to be a Catholic priest. I know today it wasn't very well motivated. Well, I was on the back patio with my mother at 17, and I'm filling out the application, and the application says, why do you want to become a priest? And I said, Mom, there's a really tricky question here. Why do you want to become a priest? And she says, oh, Herb, she says, to serve God and help others. I said, oh, that's a great answer. So, and that's what I did. And then I went into that, and I didn't know that it was a religious order and that it was a, I didn't. I thought it was just like being a priest with a black robe and a white collar. And no, it was a missionary order. And I took vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. But I didn't know that I didn't know. And what I also didn't know is that it was silent monastery. Yeah, I didn't talk for 7 years. The first time I said that, there was a nun in the office with an Irish brogue, and she said, yes, and he hasn't stopped talking since. Now, of course, I mean, it was strict, but we were college, high school, that kind of thing, and so we had classes and we talked in the classes, but we literally had 1 half hour in the afternoon and 1 half hour in the evening, 2 hours on a weekend. We never saw our parents. We never saw our friends. We had no television, no radio, no magazines or newspapers for 7 years. I know. And I loved it. I loved it.